We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Except you've got one of our account execs dancing in the background. All right, it is the weekend for Huskython 2020 when UConn students try to help our friends at Connecticut Children's. And with us is the Vice President of Communications, Marissa Nazzaro. Good morning, Ms. Vice President.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
For folks who aren't familiar with it, explain Huskython.
Yeah, so Huskython is a student-run, year-long fundraiser at the University of Connecticut for Connecticut Children's. So we fundraise all year long for the hospital, and then it culminates in an 18-hour dance marathon, which is happening next weekend, February 22nd.
Where do you do this, on campus?
Yes, we do this in the Greer Fieldhouse at UConn.
Former home of the basketball teams.
That's exactly right.
A lot of other things. How did the idea first come about? Do you know the history?
Not exactly the idea per se, but this is our 21st year. So it started as...
So it started a little before you became a student?
Yeah, just a touch. So they used to call it the Midnight Marathon.
Right, and I remember that.
Yep. So it's really grown and evolved a lot since then. And especially in our past few years, we've hit this incredible upward growth.
How did the association with Connecticut Children's come apart?
Yeah.
Come about?
I'm not exactly certain how that started. Okay. So they're a Children's Miracle Network hospital.
Right.
So all dance marathons across the country pair up with Miracle Network hospitals. So however it would have started with a midnight marathon, they would have connected with our local CMNH hospital.
By the way, if you'd like more information, go to huskython.org.
Yes, you can donate or even register as a dancer on that website.
Well, look at the score here. Okay, last year, 3,200 almost participants. You raised over $1 million, almost $1.5 million.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
How do you get that many participants?
We work
they all come to dance
all
with you?
Year long. They all come to dance with just me.
Okay, I like
no, it's all about the kids. And there's this incredible energy night of. So we have 40 plus patient families, kids and their families and siblings that come. And I mean, they come to see those kids and see those families and have that special moment with them. But we work all year long spreading the word around campus, faculty, alumni, staff. It's not just students. So it's a whole community event, which is really cool. So that 3,000 participant is built up of all of the UConn community and beyond.
Who's the oldest person that's ever danced?
That's a good question.
Why do you want to break a record?
No.
possibly some of our parents, our faculty and staff.
Okay.
You could. That would put you in line.
Yeah, you know I can shake them down, man.
You qualify from the age standpoint.
I got happy feet. You're rated like how old you are. Is there a sliding scale or something like that?
And it's not about how good you can dance. It's just about that you keep
going. Obviously. Now, what are the like parameters for it? Like how much of a break do you get every couple hours?
Yeah, just like they shoot
and that
horses.
That kind of thing.
So it's 18 straight hours. We don't sit. We don't sleep.
Oh, God.
At the top of every hour, we do this incredible 10-minute morale dance that kind of hypes us up for the next hour. And then right after that ends, everyone takes a brief knee and we hear a new patient miracle story.
Oh my God, that's fabulous.
Which is incredible. You know, those are those at the top of every hour. This is why we're doing what we're doing. This is our inspiration. We get to hear straight from the kids themselves about our impact.
When you get a chance, and we're talking with Marissa Nazzaro, Vice President of Communications for Huskython 2020, which is next weekend, February 22nd, Saturday to February 23rd. It starts at 6 p.m., ends at noon, so it is 18 hours. When you talk to the parents, what's the message you get from them that most resonates with you?
It's incredible to hear the way the parents talk about the impact that Huskython has on their kids. You know, they're so used to spending so much time in a hospital, so much stress and worry and strain on their family, and Huskython really is that once-a-year moment where their kids just get to be kids. And not only is that so special for the kids to have that moment and feel like they're superheroes, but for the parents to step back and watch their kids just have these normal childhood moments where they're celebrated as the rock stars of the night, I think.
Thank you, yeah.
It's huge for them. It's just such an incredible moment for parents to go through.
Right.
We've had some of our kids describe Huskython as better than Christmas morning and Disney World combined.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that just speaks to that.
How did you get involved?
Yeah.
I got involved as a freshman. I came into UConn a little overwhelmed by how big the school was.
Where'd you come from? Where were you?
I'm from Cheshire, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So you're in Cheshire High. That's a big high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep.
You get lost there.
Yeah. So my biggest thing, you know, how do I want to get involved on this campus? How do I want to make my voice heard, my impact felt in such a sea of students? So I started to hear all this hype around Huskython. I mean, you hear about it all over campus. And I was trying to find a way to get involved. Didn't have an organization that was doing it. So my freshman year roommate and I, like 3 weeks before Huskython, our freshman year, we're like, we're going to make a team. And we gathered all these girls on our freshman floor. We had like a group of 12 girls, raised the money really quickly to get in and hit our minimums. Yeah. And once you do it once, it's like there's no going back. We've all been a part of it since.
Now, how many years have you done it now?
So this is my third. I was abroad for one semester, my sophomore year.
Did they do
every,
that over
every semester I've been there.
Now, where were you?
I went to Florence.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was
did they have a Huskython?
You survived?
Just terrible.
You survived.
Can't believe I made it back.
And we should add that Huskython is not just next weekend. This is 52 weeks
year round.
This is year round fundraising, dedication. I mean, the way that our community engages with Huskython all year long is just incredible. We have kids out canning all across Stop and Shops and different supermarkets every single weekend of the year, summer canning, freezing cold winter mornings. There's so much that goes into this year-long fundraiser.
Well, a couple of things, events have passed, kind of back to Joe's point. You finished the Day of Strength. That was the 12th.
Yes, we are so incredibly excited. So we had Day of Strength this Wednesday. We set out an external goal of raising $170,000 as a UConn community. A little frightening, definitely.
Yeah.
And we challenged each participant to raise $100 or more in that one day. We blew our expectations out of
the
water.
Oh, that's awesome.
We raised $291,000.
Oh, kids today.
Exceeding our goal by over 100,000, which
that's
is
phenomenal.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah.
That's just, you know, and it sounds like it's the type of thing that the bar, because of the success, just
higher
keeps getting
higher.
Raised higher all the time.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, last year we hit $1.3 million, which blew everyone's mind with that kind of growth. And so it's trying to ride that momentum and use that as energy to keep pushing and keep growing. Everyone just wants to do better. Just keep making
it
happen.
And how many students would you say participate?
Just a little over 3,000.
Wow. Oh my God, that's not bad.
Yeah. You might have said that before. I take short.
No worries.
At this hour.
He's back.
Yeah, exactly. It's just fun. Now, where is the music? You have your DJ? Do you get a band? What goes on?
So yes, we have all sorts of different entertainment throughout the night. We have different DJs and MCs that come and highlight themselves throughout the night. And then we try to highlight the UConn community in general.
Right.
So we have cultural groups that perform, different dance groups. We have UConn bands, so all night there's entertainment going on. It's an 18-hour party.
Yeah.
So trying to highlight all the different aspects of our community because it really is just a huge community event. So that entertainment all stems from us, which is really cool.
And does everybody make it all 18 hours?
Yes.
God.
Because there's no feeling like it when you do.
Right. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's just an hour 11. It's just hour number 11 when you're starting
there's
to hit
those
the post.
Hard moments.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning when you've been up all night.
So, seriously, you take the top of the hour break, right? Five minutes for whatever.
You take a knee, yep.
Yeah, take a knee. Can you eat?
Yes. So, we have food throughout the night. We're so lucky to be sponsored by all sorts of different food restaurants around the UConn community. So
wonderful.
If people want to get involved, whether to donate or participate, what's the best way to do that?
www.huskython.org.
And you'll get a story of some of the kids that have been helped. It's a nice little thing.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of our kids are featured on the
Sue
website.
Daly to participate?
I certainly hope so. I hope to see her dancing.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You know what? To see you dance for 18 hours, I might go. What do you mean?
So I think I challenge you guys.
Marissa said everybody dances for 18 hours.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
Thanks, Marissa. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
The dance and traffic begins, and here we go. It continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.